Are you one of those people that longs to expose yourself? GoDaddy.com has everything you need to expose your inner brilliance to the world. And this podcast contains a special code that you can use to get brilliant discounts at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
This summer, when you buy Coke, you get music. You can win an iPod or free songs on iTunes.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
This is punky. This is punky.
Cooper. Fucking Cooper.
You're fucking back.
Come on. Paulie B back in the house. Respect. That's right, this is Punky, my name's Paul B. Edwards.
I'm Tony Hearn.
And have we got a show for you this week? Oh, that's right. You'll be hearing all about my trip to the States and Canada later on. This is a Motor Sounds Records special.
Okay.
That's coming nice, because I didn't get back to it yesterday, and I was fucking, scary music, scary music, and I was very, very tired. And today I had to listen to 30 different CDs for our normal show, our proper show.
Yeah.
The show that we've just done with one CD player. Oh, yes. Something was very wrong with my radio tonight. So when this thing came through, because I was expecting it, it's a compilation album from Motor Sounds Records, and it's called Blood on the Scratch Plate 65. I think it's brilliant, and I thought this is great because this is going to save me a load of bother rather than going through all the various different things we've got, because I've got some stuff from Norway I'm looking forward to in a couple of weeks' time.
Okay, cool.
But this thing came through. I had to listen to it. I picked four songs, and wouldn't you know it, every single one was from a different country. So
really?
It completely fitted in with our remit. Absolutely brilliant. I'm going to get straight on with the first one. Word of the week will become apparent. We are going to get the slow-mo pogo in there, though.
Okay.
Because that hasn't been explained properly yet. And we need to get Upside Downers on the Punky Radio thing.
Right. Upside Downers?
Upside Downers, yeah. I must have said it about when my wife's dad used it as a phrase for lesbians.
Of course, yeah.
Upside Downers. We never got it on there, so we'll get that on there. Anyway, straight up. Wow! Jesus. Straight up and straight. Oh, I think I've broken my wrist. It's all right. It's not my wanking wrist. That's special lefty, as I call it.
Oh, yeah, I've got your left hand, don't you?
Sometimes call it special lefty, sometimes call it Alice. So, first up, Super Sexy Boy 1986 is the name of this band.
Okay.
They're from Vicenza, Italy. Not only have they won the World Cup, they get the chance to get played on Punky, the lucky types. And this song's called Golden Hole. Now, can you guess Super Sexy Boy 1986's website?
Supersexyboy.com.
Where are they from?
Italia.
Yeah, go on, have another go.
Supersexyboy.co.it.
No.
I don't know what Italian is.
Just as well, mate, because they haven't got a website.
Oh!
I was fooling you. They will be on our MySpace page, though. The best way to find out about them is either through motor-sounds.co.uk. Thank you very much, nice guy Andy, for sending us this, by the way. Or they will be on our MySpace Top 20. I think it's myspace.com/supersexyboy1986, I think. Anyway, okay. This is Golden Hole.
Yeah.
Super Sexy Boy, 1986, Golden Hall. Golden Hall. From Vicenza, Italy.
Vicenza.
Good start. Good start. So, and this is Crazy Poco's...
Crazy Poco's Madness.
Uncle Gobshite, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Mike Roscope. You can just find it. Just go to punkyradio.com and have a look round. That's my advice.
Yeah, there's loads of stuff.
So, Tone, anything happened to you of interest in my fortnight away?
I've had quite a good 4 weeks, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And
yes.
Have you done anything good with anyone good or anything?
Yeah, kind of.
Excellent.
Can I not...
It's all right. There might be news of that in the future. We don't know.
We'll keep that between ourselves. Tonight.
Yes, let's do that. I'm going to get stuck into emails and messages.
Yes.
Right now. Now, if you'd like to email me with anything at all, particularly, as will become apparent during the show, first time listeners, Poetry Corner.
Yes.
We do like your poems. Or just anything that you'd like to ask about or word of the week, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Now, because I've been away for a fortnight, I had quite a few. I've picked out 4 because we've got loads of MySpace messages. So I've just picked out 4, right? So here goes. This first one is from Amber, a.k.a. Amberance, a.k.a. Amberance the Alert, who I met in Chicago.
Okay.
She says, I broke down and put part 3 on at work today, part 3 of Total Talk Nonsense, our favourite podcast, who I also met up with in Chicago. Yep. And John is a very fine, upstanding man, and Scott is a fucking swimming weirdo. says, I broke down and put part 3 on at work today, then laughed so hard I gave myself a headache, probably behind her eye. Incidentally, having no eyelids, but I did say on their podcast, because I featured on their thing, and she was wonderful fun, Amberance, wonderful fun, but very keen, and I didn't see a blink in the couple of hours that she spent in our company. So, it says, having no eyelids makes it so much easier to be always looking.
Always looking.
Always looking. Besides, the only reason I appeared bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, did I appear bushy-tailed? I didn't like to look. Was because I was the only one who hadn't been drinking since breakfast. Fair enough, yeah, we had. Also, because it sort of felt like meeting celebrities and Prof Tom. Prof Tom, Kinky Sex Radio. Ooh, some of us got a word in edgeways. Eventually, there will also be a post on my Busy Biz blog about it. But being the lazy sloth-like creature I am, I have no idea when that will be. Back to math, Amberance the Alert. And Amberance, I promised you I would send you a box of flakes. A box of flakes I shall send you when I find them. Hey, you fucking piss mop. This is from Ben from Connecticut. Hey, you fucking piss mop. Sorry for that. I just had to do it. I was just looking through the dictionary. New word, right? Okay, not really. And noticed shiznits and thought I'd also add biznatch, bitch, friggin', fucking, beastard, bastard, dan, damn, plucy fudge and sugar. While starting to say a swear, but then pussy out and say something else. You guys rule and your accents make the show. One of these days, someone should do the show in an American accent, just see how boring it would be. See you later, flap face. Ben from CT USA, USA. I'm going to keep commenting, emailing, MySpacing until you read this on the show. There you go, we've fucking read it now. Fuck off. Hey, man. This is from Dylan Messenger. Hey, man, I checked the dictionary and Upside Downers isn't in there. I want to second it for the dictionary. I've already added it to my vocab. Hope you had a good time in the States. I did more of that in the show. Next time you come over, you should tour the South. Actually, I will be doing. Atlanta's got a good scene. I'm trying to get some music for you guys to play from here. Keep recording and I'll keep listening. Already planning next year's trip.
Cool.
And I think it's going to go from Fishtown to the Princess Theatre. Those of you who are regulars to the show will know where that is. We'll be going, I think we'll be driving from Philadelphia to Columbus, Mississippi.
Ah, cool.
If a monster hasn't eaten it by then. Dear Paul, this is from Amberance as well. I didn't mean that. Dear Paul, let me know where you and the missus will be hanging out when you're in Chicago. Already happened. Already met you. I'd love to buy you all a beer, an imported one. She didn't. Also, if possible, please bring a Cadbury Flake bar. We don't have them in this country. American chocolate is as bad as American beer. It's not. It's worse. I need a crumbly British chocolate fix. Could have done that with my penis. Have a great trip. Hugs, etc. Amberance. There we go. I didn't realise she was in twice there. Oversight on my part. But then I am going to send you a box of flakes. That's right. I'm going to send you Tony's family.
Bang.
What?
Steady on. Good mood here.
You are in a good mood, to be
yes,
fair.
I am.
We've had a great show, didn't we? We did a great show.
Yeah.
That was really, really good fun.
Like a little reunion. Really nice.
Can't wait for next week because the Boogie Children that we played on here, didn't we, a couple of weeks back? We played the Boogie Children.
Did we?
Did we? Yeah, I think so. Did we?
Possibly.
Might have done. Anyway, they're on the show next week. Fucking brilliant.
All that time travel.
I know.
And everything.
I'm tremendously confused.
So am I.
Normally. Right then, Tony. Right, have you got Podcast Alley things?
Oh, I've got the Podcast Alley comments.
Do you want to just quickly explain Podcast
Alley? Yeah, please vote for us at Podcast Alley. We're doing really well again this
127
month.
Votes at the last count.
It's got to be
a record. Yeah, thank
Hang
you
on
all
a
very much.
We've still got one week left, don't we? Yeah. So, yeah, please vote for us this week. It's still July. If you go to punkyradio.com, at the top of the screen, there is an important please vote for us link. Click on that and it'll take you to Podcast Alley. Enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish. We read the best comments out.
And here goes.
Okay, fantastic. Punky Radio has made me a new man. Actually, a new teenager, because I'm only 14.
Here we go.
Oh, dear. Float in Titanic. Thank you for listening. 14.
Who's that from?
That's from Float in Titanic.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
I was just saying that.
Yeah. Thank you. We appreciate all of our listeners
of all ages.
Yes. And their dads.
Yes. Bastards. I teach summer school, and those twats stole my iPod. Now I only get to enjoy you in front of my computer. I hope that those hatchet wounds at least listen to you and are converted to the punky way of life. Keep up the great work from Mike Babe.
I think it's fantastic that there is a lady school teacher who not only has had her iPod nicked by her kids, who presumably listen to this show as well, but she's prepared to call them hatchet wounds. So if you are a student of said teacher, Mike Babe. Make sure that you email paulieb@punkyradio.com with the details. And let's find out if there's anyone in your class listening on your iPod to Punky, because that would be fun.
That would be cool. Word of the week. Hey, guys. This is Khan from India.
Oh, see, brilliant. Listeners in India. Come on.
Uniting fans and bands from across the lands. A guy called Sid told me about the show, and I can't stop listening to the shit. Cool.
Sid's a good Indian name.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I heard about your word of... it's gone a bit tech speak.
Uh-oh.
I heard about your word of the week stuff, and I also saw the fucking proxy voting muggle cast somewhere above you, rockers.
Pots.
Oh, bastards.
Bastards!
So, fucking hell. The word is mug-ca-duck, and then it cuts off.
Yeah.
See the most important bit? Cut off.
Send your word of the weeks to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Yeah. That's the easiest way.
This is the last from Khan.
Yeah. Thanks, Khan.
Voting is good. Got lost in Fishtown this week and damn near couldn't find Sherwood Forest again. Then I remembered that I have two email addresses. Voted again and now I practically feel good. Sure is better than accidentally rubbing Tyra Barn on Uncle Foamy. Keep your timber limber from A. Pandolfini.
Hey. Rubbing Tiger Balm on Uncle Foamy, that could be bad news. Have you ever used Tiger Balm?
No.
Tiger Balm's fucking brilliant, man. What you do, right, you get a little pot of it. It looks like Vaseline.
Right.
And you just stick your finger in it and you just rub it on your temples.
Mm.
Just rub it on your temples and it's good. Ooh, really soothing. But you've got to remember to then not stick your finger in your eye.
Right, okay.
That's not good. Don't rub your temples and then rub your eye with Tiger Balm. There you go, infotainment.
Or scratch your arse.
Yeah. Or try and jam your finger down your Jap's eye to remove the battery that you left down there earlier.
Yeah. And don't do it the once.
Yeah. And don't try and get a 9-volt car battery down your Jap's.
No.
That's just silly.
Hello, piss mops.
Hello.
How goes things in the old emo factory?
Oh, very good.
I see that your prototype, Tony, is working out fabulously. As he seems to become even more gay and emo with every episode of Punky Radio.
Well, you do.
I'm only joking, Tony.
I'm not.
I actually support you very much. I don't think you're emo.
Hey.
That's some Nocturnal Melody.
Thank you very much,
Nocturnal
Melody. It is alright, it's nice.
Yeah.
This is the Planet Smashers. I met Matt Planet Smasher last week.
Matt Planet Smasher.
Brilliant band, great guy in Montreal. More of that later.
Cool.
Is that it for those?
That's the Podcast comments. And right. Thank you, Nocturnal Melody, for
now,
that.
I'm going to get stuck into our MySpace latest comments here. Now, there are a lot of these.
Right.
Excuse me, because we've had a fortnight without them. So I will read at speed. This one's come from Cynical, a regular contributor.
Mm-hmm.
So an emo walks into a bar with a frog in his shoulder. The bartender looks up and asks, "Where the fuck did you find that?" To which the frog replied, "L.A. Where else? Cheers, kisses, fuck off, Cynical." There was another joke that we got, but I thought, fuck that.
Okay.
Just here for the comic genius and the good, good sounds. What you got? I'm having a gander. And I hope you all have a splendid weekend coming up. Come blow my mind anytime. Tweet Sparrow Ann. Thank you, Sparrow Ann.
Okay.
Hello, you sexy batch of piss mops. It's 2:30 in the fucking morning. I'm at my family's cabin on their computer. Who has computers in their cabins?
I don't know.
Listening to your podcast and laughing like a horny moose fucking a cow in the middle of a busy interstate. And why does my family think that I'm a total twitty twat twat at the moment? Oh well, that mystery can be solved later. Hello, twadgety, Katie. Some of our listeners aren't necessarily all there. Right, this one comes from Kimberly. I haven't commented, y'all, in a while because I've been busy doing college and summer crap, and consequentially, I'm behind in listening to the podcast. Don't worry about it. But I've re-addicted myself to Punky and realised I must have been going through Punky withdrawal when I got sick during my trip to Florida, during which listening to Punky would have been inappropriate as I was with my grandparents. Nah, tune them in. Anyway, I found some lovely sayings I thought I would share with you in case you haven't already heard them. As confused as a hungry baby in a topless bar.
Cool.
As tight as a camel's arse in a sandstorm.
Nice.
As confused as a blind lesbian in a fish market.
Like it.
See, I can shorten that to as confused as an upside downer in fish town. As worn out as a cucumber in a convent. Now, honestly, Kimberly, I don't think you should be using language like that, yeah. But I do like it. I tell you what, after my drive from Montreal to Toronto, I was as worn out as a cucumber in a convent. Wouldn't it be great if you were as worn out as a concombre zombie in a convent? You'd wonder about that, wouldn't you?
So, zombie cucumber.
Page one.
Nice.
Always looking. Always looking. Sage High Tech 86. Gooper Gooper, thanks so much for adding me to the list. You guys are actually my saviours in a very important way. I live in North Carolina, a particularly boring state if you ask me, and the atmosphere all around reminds me of Fishtown. What with all the emo folk and James Blunt fans. There aren't as many here as in other states because North Carolina is slightly more conservative. Load of bollocks if you ask me, they're all just posers here. But their presence is still felt. Your show has saved me from turning into a kitten blood writing, wrist-slitting, wanking in the dark girly boy. And has also expanded my vocabulary greatly, clearly. You piss mops are the greatest, and I'll beat anyone down who says otherwise with my berserker. With my berserker.
Berserker!
I quite like the idea of beating people down with your berserker. Well, I've got class, so I'll fuck off and let you two get back to your show. The sooner it's done with, the sooner Tony can get back to stalking young girls with letters written in kitten blood. That emo-loving pansy. Always looking Sage High Tech 86. And now it begins. Total Talk Nonsense does like 3 podcasts a day. I could never listen to that much, LMFAO. Plus, I found the way theirs is set up on iTunes too confusing for my Canardan and brain. Laugh out loud. You talk more than Paul does. He never bothers to comment me back. Thank you, Tony. By the way, for the record, I don't think you're gay. You just make yourself sound gay sometimes. Chantel. And then, that's better service than you get at McFucking Donald's. Thanks, Tony. You're my hero. See the hero section on my MySpace page for proof. I'm off to download it momentarily. You rock monkey boogers. Yes, monkey boogers. You're much more pleasant to talk to than Paul. Thanks, Tony. Chantel. Then the next one's from Bear. Tony, stop being a pedo. Keep it up, you dirty rim jobs. Alex, that's more like it. Hello, Tony. Wow, you guys are rad. You're number 2 on my podcast. http://www.podcastaid.com/podcast/genres.php?pod/genre/id=3. Now that's intense. You're making history. I'm proud of you guys. Clito's almost done and ready to come home to Punky. Love you guys. Ruby, Clito the Brito. Thank you so much, Ruby. And Tony, there's you corresponding with someone approaching your own age. Just finished the latest episode, and I must say that you two have the combined mental capacity of a 6-year-old.
Yep.
But I love you all the more for it. Keep up the good work, and I hope that Paulie B doesn't get burned alive here in Florida. I did. I'm apparently in the uncool part, seeing as you're completely skipping Jacksonville. No, we flew over it, missus. Give us a fucking chance. I can't jump out and say hi, Kayla, but I would have done. And you never know, we might make it next year. Last one. Punky, I just spent a fucking whole hour setting up a MySpace for the sole purpose of leaving you a comment. I like it. Commitment to the cause. Having done so, my life has lost all purpose. I'm going to go and cry like a kitten blurred emo kid in my bedroom and then write in my diary using an amputated puppy's tail as a pen and Tony's semen as ink. Oh yeah, about the anti-hangover thing, I don't get hangovers because my dad developed an immunity which he passed on to me. As much as I drink, I will never ever get a hangover the next day. Lucky me, George. George, bye. bollocks. You will have a hangover at some point, mate, trust
me. It's going to happen. I had a great one yesterday.
So, would you like to stand up for yourself here, mate, while I sort out the next song, working on the basis that I was with Bear on this one? You look after the MySpace account for 2 weeks. I come back and you've got half a dozen women going, oh, Tony, you're so much nicer than Paul, because you respond and you talk to me and get involved in conversations, clogging up our MySpace page. Am I right or am I right?
You're right.
That's not standing up for yourself.
No, you're right. When you're right, you're right. No, I
they're lovely ladies, by the way. You know, I've got no problem with that.
But it was just pretty harmless. I got back one, I did it on the alcohol page as well. I was out one Friday night.
Of course you did it on the alcohol page.
Came back about 2 a.m, checking the laptop, just last minute check before I go to bed, and I had a message from Amanda, I think, and I replied to it. And then she sent back a message saying, who are you, Michael Jackson? Why are you talking to me at 2 o'clock in the morning? You fucking bastard. I'm like, steady on.
You're even getting it off the people talking to you. That's brilliant. Yeah. Right, come on. We had loads to get to there. So I'm going to play song 2, fuck's sake. This is The Surgeons, and it's called John Hardy. Now, this is available, as I say, this is a Motor Sounds special. It's from a compilation, Blood on the Scratch Plate, 65. And the first band were from Vicenza, Italy.
Right.
The next band are from Peterborough in the UK.
Oh, cool.
We seem to play quite a few bands from Peterborough, don't we?
Yeah.
There's a good scene in Peterborough, clearly. We're going to have to go and check it out sometime. You never know.
Why not?
Make it on the Punky Radio Tour next spring, should it happen. Anyway, this is The Surgeons. This is John Hardy. Can you guess their website?
Thesurgeons.co.uk?
You're a genius, they haven't spelt The Surgeons right. It's S-U-R-G-E-N-S. The Surgeons.
Surgeons.
Rather like the Black Marias that spell it Black Marias, also from Peterborough area. Yeah. Interesting that. Clearly, people in Peterborough rock but can't fucking spell. We'll be right back. That's the Surgeons and John Hardy. That's well greasy, isn't it?
Nice.
That is well greasy. I like that. I like that a lot. I didn't mean to do that either. Did I? No, I fucking didn't. Poor you dickhead. Arseburgers. Arseburgers! Right, Tone. Because you know what? Because I've played the wrong fucking one, haven't I? God, what a tit.
Dear me.
Arseburgers!
See, that's how you do it, John and Scott.
That's how you do it, Total Nonsense.
God.
We forgot to do it on the last song. Because we've already played this one. We're back to doing it again.
And we've fucked the TARDIS up, so we can't go back in time to correct it.
I have. That TARDIS, man, that's put some fucking space miles under its belt, I tell you.
Never going to work again.
It's quite weird. I might need a new one.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll talk about my cars in a bit. I had three different cars in Camden States.
Nice.
Loved two of them.
Okay.
Very disappointed by the third. Right then, Tone, have you got a twat?
I have, sir.
Right, get stuck in then.
Okay. This is from Casey from California.
California.
Okay, he's nominated Nicholas from Agora, California. Dear Tony, this wanker I work with has infuriated me to the degree that my sperm cells have a political agenda. He wears turtlenecks and trousers cut 2 inches shy of his shoe tops, resembling the unwanted baby of Bruce Wayne and the guy at the oatmeal box. I have no idea who that is. Approach the fucker with a Nobel Prize theory and he'll dismiss it with yeah but, and try to change the topic. No explanation, just yeah but, leaving the turtleneck to support his opinion. He once advised me against seeing a girl at work, only to not so subtly hit on her during my day off. So eager to lick the hatchet wound, he told a girl that he'd like to lecture on the beauty of her belching, when even Karl Marx knows it's classless. He recycles his few jokes like Kevin Costner drinking his own piss in the first scene of Waterworld. He also has a way with childish humour. However, like blaming his Welsh-like mishaps on the vaginaless people around him, appropriately, I call him a fucking twat, only for him to make the face of an abused child looking to girls for mandatory sympathy. He is a kamikaze bomber in the realm of woman-getting. Even he acts.
Can you identify with that, Tony?
Yeah. I'm getting... No. Either he acts like a prepubescent twat...
No, we're not talking about that.
No, we're not. Either he acts like a prepubescent twat and girls blame you for being mean to him, or you let him ask them out, at which point girls need time to reevaluate lesbianism and the like. And he hates your show.
Oh, well, he can fuck off. He could have just said that, saved all the rest.
Yeah, as that was going on, I'm thinking, yeah, hang on.
He didn't do... he hasn't done a US iTunes review, has he?
I should read that out next week.
We'll read it out next week.
It's genius.
Fucking fantastic.
So, yeah, you ready?
Yeah.
So, Nicholas from Agora, California
is a twat. In no uncertain terms.
No.
So, listen, right?
Yes.
While I was in the... It was in the States that we worked it out. I accidentally discovered... I think it was in the States, so it might have been before we left. I can't remember. The slow-mo pogo.
Right.
The slow-mo pogo, it's what slightly older people do, like myself, when they still want to dance, but they haven't really got the energy.
God bless.
And what you do, basically, is you kind of wobble up and down slowly, like a meerkat.
Right.
Right, you just kind of have a look around, and you don't actually pogo, your feet don't actually lift the ground, really, you just go on your tiptoes a bit and go, oh, dear, oh, I can remember the days when I used to get stuck into this. But do you know what? I think I'll have to sit down. The slow-mo pogo.
Right.
Catch on. Everyone over the age of 30, you're nearly there.
Nearly.
Everyone over the age of 30 can still enjoy the bands with the young'uns. Stand at the back. You don't even spill your pint, mate. You just move up and down.
See, I could do that.
Like the waves in the ocean. Make sure that you're doing it while you're standing next to a sickly emo kid straight off the production line. Because he might get seasick as you move up and down. And then... He can cough up all the kitten blood that he's been drinking when he should have been writing with it.
Oh, they never
learn. Anyway, we're going to get the slow-mo pogo on the old punky dictionary.
I can't dance, so maybe I should learn that one for when I'm turned 30.
You're going to have to learn dance pretty soon, mate. Oh, yeah.
I nearly got dragged and danced on Saturday, but we can't talk about that.
First dance and all that. Now then. It's time for Poetry Corner.
Okay.
At some point, Poetry Corner is going to get its own music, and I think when it does, its own music will probably be from Jeff Ugly Shoes and the Cemetery Surfers, a band we love. And Jeff, this week, has sent us... He said, I thought I would try a haiku. Did we mention it on the show? Did we say we wanted punky haikus? I'm sure I had the idea for it.
I think it was a while ago.
It was a while ago, wasn't
yeah.
it? We would like your punky haikus. I can't be bothered to go through the
exactly what they are.
The special requirements for this
up.
Specialist Japanese three-line poem. But he actually sent me five.
Okay.
So here goes.
Right.
First up, and if you would like to submit a poem or a haiku, paulieb@punkyradio.com, just title it Poetry Corner so I know.
Mm-hmm.
Send us in a poem. It can be any sort of thing, any sort of form of poem at all. It can be about us, if you like, or it can be just a poem, but you've got to have written it yourself.
Yes.
Don't just find us one and send it. Write it yourself. And we'll read them out, we give them all the same chance, and if they're shit, we say so. If they're great, we say so.
Mm.
Jeff, I have to say, he's come up with some fucking beauties. Here goes, here's the first one.
Oh, hey, oh, bishops. Podcast on the computer. Some twats don't like that.
That's the first one.
They don't understand why Punky's so funny. They need to fuck off.
That's the second one.
Tony is manly. Comic genius Polly. Trust to convince us.
That's the third one.
Polly has quick wit. That much goes without saying. He's a pep up.
What font have you done that in?
I've done it in Japanese.
Okay.
The guests can be fun. But it is better without anyone else on.
That's from Jeff. Nice from Jeff. Five great Japanese haikus.
Wow, you talk pretty.
Thanks, Jeff. Did you think you were back in Tenko then?
A little bit.
Yeah, because you were. Because you've obviously been a
yeah,
female
a
prisoner.
Yeah, woman's camp, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a woman's camp. You loved it there.
Yeah, lots of women.
Because you like ladies.
I do like ladies.
One in particular.
Yeah.
So, that's the Punky Poetry Corner, as performed by a Japanese guard in Tenko. Which I think you're all very lucky to hear.
It was nice, I like it.
It was nice. Shall we do...
One thing, I forgot to mention, if you have a twat to nominate,
please
email me, tony@punkyradio.com.
Only.
Only me. Do not MySpace it, don't post it on Podcast Alley, do not send it to Paul, do not Pasco, do not collect $200.
No, £200.
Oh, of course.
Do not collect £200, $40,000.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I'm kidding John on the Tuck the Talk Nonsense podcast. I went, it was about so much. I said, that was about $8,000 in those days. He went,
really?
Really?
No doubt.
I think he'd been having a slice of simple pie that night. Song three.
Yes.
Song three. Here goes. Part of our Motorsound special. It's Blood on the Scratch Plate, 65. Find out more about them, motor-sounds.co.uk or myspace.com/motorsoundsrecords. That they will be on our top 20 tomorrow, as will all the bands that we're playing, hopefully, if they've added us in times. Third one. Now then, we've had a band from Vicenza, Italy. We've had a band from Peterborough, UK.
Yeah.
Where do you think the next ones are from?
Swindon.
Nearly. Belgium. Right.
So close.
Now, they're called Secret Agent Men, and they're from Belgium. Tony, what's their website address?
Secretagentmen.be.
Oh, he's good.
Oh, come on.
He's good. So it's 2-1 again. It's
2-1,
isn't it?
Yeah, but come on, to be fair, the first one didn't have a website.
Yeah.
I can't... What do you...
Ooh. I knew.
Fair enough. 2-1 it is, then.
Listen, whatever you're going to do, Tony, call me when I'm dead. All right.
Okay.
secret agent men. Call me when I'm dead.
Okay.
All right. Oh, yes. Don't worry, why we're not doing it three times anymore either.
Yeah.
You'll never know. I love it. Hey, so I wonder if secret agent men know Sport Doon. They're from Belgium.
Oh, yeah,
who we played the other
Sport
week.
Sport Doon, Sport Doon, who
Sport
knows?
Sport Doon. They told
Sport
me.
Sport Doon, is it?
They told me. Sport Doon, yeah. Sport Doon. I don't know whether. I think that might be Flemish rather than French. They're your two choices, yeah. Your two choices. In southern Belgium, they talk a bastardised version of the most disgusting language on the planet. And in the north of the country, they spit.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. So it's either French or Flemish.
Chocolate.
I'm sorry?
Chocolate's nice, though.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it, that the two things Belgium's famous for is paedophilia and making chocolates. I can't help thinking the two are connected.
Always thinking.
Always making chocolate and getting in touch with the fiddling, the kiddies. So, that time, I think, I told you about
you've been
my
away.
Trip. Yeah, I've been away. We go to see my brother and sister-in-law in St. Petersburg, Florida, once a year.
Yeah.
And we've been going for a fortnight at a time, right?
Okay.
Frankly, they're sick of us after a week. So what we thought we'd do instead is spend the first week doing a bit of travelling.
Right.
Now, that bit of travelling turned into a monumental fucking travel. I reckon I drove about 1,400 miles in 7 days.
Right? Jesus.
Right. But how it started was quite tight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, very sensibly, we booked a hotel at Heathrow because there was hotel and fortnight's parking included in the price at the hotel. 69
oh, nice.
quid.
That's good.
Fucking cool. Very nice hotel as well. Problem, flight's at 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
We don't get to the hotel till 2 a.m. because I've done the gig and itching and we're quite hungry.
Right.
So we set up, we had some hotel food and we went to bed at 3 o'clock. Set the alarm for 5:30. Julie went to sleep. She wasn't in the room with us. Right.
Hang on, this story's took a bit of a tangent.
Fell asleep, alarm goes off at 5:30, I switch it off, and we go to sleep again.
Right.
Wake up again, Cody says, what time do you think it is? I went, 2 minutes after the alarm. We look at the watch, 7:15.
Right.
We've now got 1 hour and 3 quarters and we're in fucking bed, right? Mm. Now, you're supposed to have at least 2 hours international flights.
Yeah.
We're already 15 minutes under that and we're in bed. So we do a fucking Lego, basically. Get out of the hotel at 7:15. Shuttle bus takes 15 minutes to get us to Terminal 3. We've got an hour.
Right.
We're in the longest fucking queue you've ever seen to check in. I'm thinking, oh, shit, we're not amazed. The proper Mrs. Edwards has a great idea and just starts screaming, let us through, let us through, we're going to miss our flight. And this geezer said, what time's your flight? It went 8:30. It went, fucking hell, you are, get to the front. So we got to the front and they were brilliant and they got us straight through and they just said, just keep running. They said, just keep running.
Yeah.
Said, if they try and stop you through immigration or x-ray, just went, duh, flight, gonna miss it, blah, and keep running. So we did and it fucking worked.
Brilliant.
Great, I had a load of Semtex in my shoes, no one noticed. Right?
I don't say that.
It was brilliant. So we get onto the plane, flight goes on time, it's great. We're on a Boeing 777. Seats aren't bad, little bit hunched up.
Right.
Flight takes approximately 6 or 7 hours to... about 6 hours to New York. Because we've got to change in New York to go to Montreal.
Right.
So we get off the Boeing 777 and we get through customs and all that and we go to our thing and we put the bags, we checked in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got on a Boeing 7 to Montreal. it was unbelievable. They said to me, do you want an... aisle seat or a window seat? I said, what's the difference? He said, they're all the same. Just in a little line down the middle, really. The pilot was trying to jump start it when we got on. I had to give him a push. And we got on this plane. Anyway, flew to Montreal, get there, pick up the car. And we got... And she had... Because Kerry had been charged of the bloody Carnarvon car, right? She's gone economy. I thought, I'm not driving around Canada in a fucking mini. So I said, can we upgrade? They went, yeah, of course. Extra $11 a day. Fuck it. $11, 20 pence.
20 pence, yeah.
Because Canadian dollars aren't worth quite as much as American dollars, you see. That's why it wasn't 25 pence. Right. So we get this super massive fuck-off car.
Mm-hmm.
Drive through Montreal. The problem is Edwards gives excellent directions.
Good, good.
Very pleased with that. Because I have accused of not being able to read maps in the past. But we got straight there. And we're staying with Mike McGee. And Jen is Mrs. Mm-hmm. And we're staying in downtown Montreal. Lovely flat. Get there at 3 in the afternoon. park up. They said, fucking hell, you found us. We said, brilliant. They said, let's celebrate with a beer. This is at 3 p.m. Quarter to midnight, he said, we really ought to go out. Matt Planet Smash would come around, met him. Lovely fella.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely fucking rat-arsed. We've had this massive flight, and then we've been drinking for fucking, where are we, 8 3/4 hours.
Yeah.
And then we went to a great place that had a punk night on that's called Fufu Electrique.
Right.
Which is the electric arsehole.
Brilliant.
So at midnight, utterly arsehole, I went to the electric arsehole. We stayed there for 2.5 hours. I'll be honest with you, I don't remember a fucking thing about it, and neither does anyone else there. We were all right. Mullered.
Okay. Right.
Get back at 3 a.m. So we've done 12 hours.
Okay.
We've done a 12-hour shift, right? Then we go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then we wake up about 10 o'clock-ish. They cooked breakfast for us. Jen did a lovely job of cooking breakfast for us. Mike had done a fantastic barbecue for us the day before. And then he handed me a sub CD. They pointed us in the direction of Toronto, and we fucked off. And we got lost immediately and drove around Montreal like twats for about an hour. As we're leaving Montreal, the FA Cup, the World Cup final,
yeah,
was just about to kick off.
Mm-hmm.
Right, everyone's got a France shirt on. The French are all French Canadians, French Canadians, all excited about it.
Yep.
French getting ready for it, loving it. We get in the car. I don't find anything to do with the World Cup all the way down the fucking 6-hour fucking drive to Montreal and to Toronto until we nearly got there when I picked up this station just in time for the penalty shootout. So I heard the penalty shootout done in Canadian. Not that fucking special. They don't really know about football, I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
Anyway, Italy win. We drive into Toronto where we're going to meet up with Preston Buttons and the Word Whore.
Yep.
And we have to drive through Little Italy to get there. So we've seen the French all excited about the World Cup, and then we've seen the Italians when they fucking won it. It was brilliant.
Really excited about the World Cup.
Oh, mate, I really want us to win the World Cup more than ever now. Just the atmosphere is just fantastic. Yeah. Anyway, we get through there, phone up Preston Buttons,
mm-hmm.
and he says, Preston Buttons and the Word Whore are from another podcast called Air Out My Shorts.
Yes.
That is our second favourite after Total Nonsense.
Yes.
I would say, right.
It's true.
So we get there and he says, why don't you come down to the offices where we work to meet us? I think that's a bit fucking weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, get out of these offices, right?
Mm.
Fucking fantastic. These offices. They've got a bit, it's some sort of multimedia creative. Sort of, everyone there is terribly creative and fucking brilliant at art and what have you, right?
Right, yeah, yeah.
And they've got props from fucking Lord of the Rings in there, and they've it's this big open plan office, and there's a little room off it. There's the boardroom. They said, "What do you think of the table?" That's a fucking nice table. That said, look closely, always looking, look closer. What is
thinking?
It? It's fucking two lanes of a bowling alley cut down to make a table. They're really cool people,
nice.
Right? And then they said, anyway, would you like a drink from the bar? And we look around, there's a fucking purpose-built bar in the Open Planet office, right?
This
fucking great
place.
Could
be my dream office.
Now, well, it was mine. So, yeah, we got fucking stuck in.
Mm-hmm.
Buttons, fair play to him.
Yeah.
Right? He got stuck in the big fucking, I don't know if he's on whiskies or brandies, but, or whatever, rums it might be. But he was knocking big fucking measures back, right? With his tiny hands, right? Knocking these massive fucking measures back. And then we meet up with the Wordle, who shows up with her boyfriend, who's the boss of the firm. And
right.
He actually, as interestingly, as well as being having props from Lord of the Rings for some promotional work they'd done for them, he was actually, interestingly, the Word Whore's boyfriend, Brian, was also, he was also cast as Aslan in The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe.
Oh, nice.
Interesting fact, yeah. Yeah. So, and he's managed to keep the look on. Looks great.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So, we then go out with them and all of their mates. We stayed in this office place for ages drinking free beer.
Mm.
Then we went back to Brian and the Wordle's house. Her real name's Brenda, by the way.
Okay.
Right. And she's about 40 stone. Right.
Yeah.
She's not all that. I wouldn't bother stalking her. Right.
No.
So anyway, we have some free booze there and we meet up Angry Phone Guy from their show, who's
okay.
A big FD geezer. You don't fuck about with him. If he's angry on the phone, you go, I'm as angry as you are. Excellent. You don't question him, Angry Phone Guy, right? So then we go out to I don't know where and have some food, and I ordered a chili.
Okay.
Right, and I can handle hot stuff, man.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Really?
Oh, God. It just looked like black shit. It showed up in this bowl of black shit.
Because the proper Miss Edwards makes a lovely chili. And
she does.
That's got some oomph to it.
Yeah, it has got some oomph, but this is different class oomph, basically.
Bloody hell.
I was fucked. I just couldn't have it. I said, I'm sorry, guys, I'm fucking defeated here. Can't have the fucking chili. Right. Anyway, once we finished there, we may have gone to another bar. I can't fucking remember because we started drinking at 7 in the evening. Right.
Right, okay.
Go to this other bar. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. We go back to there, go back to the offices, stroke, studio, stroke, where they all apparently work, even though pressing buttons don't work there anymore, but he's still got an office. Very odd how it works out. Right. Okay. So we get stuck into more free booze. I'm loving this. And everyone is going for it. And the proper Mrs. Edwards has decided that she's going to do cowboy drinking and get us all drinking fucking cocktails she's made up that everyone's loving, but they are super booze.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
At one point, her and the word whore had a blue tongue snog because they both had blue tongues. Fortunately, me and Preston Buttons didn't have blue tongues because I wouldn't want to snog that fuck.
No.
With his stupid hair and his beady eyes saying, what's it all about?
Right.
He then grabs my missus and takes her into this other room, which is the cinema area, where they make... Allegedly, they made a podcast, but nobody knows fucking anything about it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really? And how long did that take?
About an hour, so he clearly couldn't have been doing anything.
Jesus, made it twice.
Fuck, it can only last 5 seconds. Stupid head twat. Right. So they fuck off in there, and then me and Wordle and Brian, and there might have been one or two other people hanging about, or I might be seen double. Kept drinking. Yeah. Buttons fucked off about 6:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. We go back to Wordle and Brian's, where we have some more wine, and the proper Mrs. Edwards falls over in a wheelbarrow or something in the back garden. I can't remember exactly how it went. Anyway, they've got a lovely house, really nice.
Yeah.
And I eventually went to bed at 8:00 in the morning. So I'd done a 12-hour approximately a 10-hour flight, then a 12-hour drinking binge.
Yeah.
Right, in Montreal, then a 6-hour car journey, then a 13-hour drinking binge, and then I went to bed. Tough as old fucking boots. Right, woke up about 3 in the afternoon, finally got ourselves to breakfast at 4:00 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Say goodbye to the word whore and Buttons and fuck off to Niagara. Had a lovely time there. I don't want to go into too much detail about that. It was our lovely romantic evening.
Right, okay.
And the next day, we left Niagara and drove to Windsor, Ontario, where we had to drop the car off and then get a cab that cost $80, which is about 40 pence.
That's all right.
A cab, $80. Right, I'm just watching. Well, Sam here. Over to Detroit to pick up our next car.
Right, okay.
And when we got there, I realised that I could hire a Chrysler PT Cruiser. Now, that is my dream car over in England. I love the Chrysler PT Cruiser. Always wanted one. Think it's a great shape. Got in it. Fucking clown's car.
Really?
Gutted, yeah. It's got no balls. Mm. Right. So, we're now in Detroit, which means I've ended my Canadian adventure.
Okay.
And I have prepared something here about what I would like to sum up. For those of you that have never been to Canada, I would like to tell you about it now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Canada is the second... Actually, I'm going to pause this, because it's important people learn this.
Ooh.
Canada is the second largest country in the world, but hasn't even got the population of Reading. People from Canada are called Canadians. If you see more than three of them together, you can call them a Canadian and pod. They are obsessed with asking what it's all about and crying about the children. In this respect, they are the most emo nation on the planet. There are two sorts of male Canadians. One sort have tattoos and cool haircuts. They are very good at barbecuing and have an excellent taste in music. The other sort have odd hair and tiny hands. They tend to wimp out of drinking early and only become animated when around my wife. There are also two sorts of female Canadians. One sort are very pretty, have tattoos, and are obsessed with keeping clean and tidy houses. The other sort are 3-stone hookers who can drink their body weight in meth and still come out trying to tongue my wife. I hope that's all clear. Right. Now.
Yes.
So we go to Detroit, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I have been to Detroit before, but only as a kid.
Right.
So I don't realise how fucking piss-mop, shit-ass rough the place is. Like, it's not twinned with anywhere.
No.
But it's got a suicide pact with Kirkby and Ashfield.
Brilliant.
Fuck me, Detroit's rough, right? And we stay in this lovely hotel called the Inn on Ferry Street. It's these four old houses turning into a hotel. It's fucking lovely. We're loving it. And I've got a message from Crow, a punky listener.
Yes.
Saying, listen, guys, if you're about, get in touch with us. We'll show you a decent night out. Fucking nice one. Phone up Crow. I say, where are you? He said, I'm on a street called Jos Compau. Right, we don't know any more about it.
Nope.
Jos Compau. Sounds cool. Where should we meet you? At the tattoo parlour.
Brilliant.
Fair enough. So we get a cab. Now, when we get in the cab, the cabbie says, where? Joseph Compau? You really want to go there? He went, yeah. He went, you know, it's the worst street in Detroit, don't you? He said, yeah, and we're going to the fucking tattoo parlour. Nice. So we got there. Fucking brilliant. There's Crow. He's there. He's just about to have a massive tattoo done on his chest. Mm. He bins that off when we arrive. And everyone else in the tattoo parlour, fucking nice one. We have a beer and a couple of smokes and piss off to a bar. We're in this bar. We're having a good old drink in there. I said, listen, man, we were going to go to this 2500 Club that we'd seen on the net. It's like the punk place in Detroit. Let's go. He said, you sure? It's a bit rough. Now, bearing in mind that we've met him at the tattoo parlour called Twisted Fix, great tattoo parlour, on Joseph Compound, one of the roughest streets in Detroit. And he said, this place is a bit fucking rough. We're going, oh, come on, bring it on. Got down there, it's brilliant. It's got a massive sign outside it saying sports bar, but they've crossed out the sports and written punk. It's brilliant. Went in, hardly anyone there. That we soon got talking to every single fucker in there. And the geezer who was doing the DJing basically let my wife DJ for the rest of the night. Me and Crow and all of their brilliant mates, I had a fucking great time with them, got absolutely smashed off our cunting fucking boxes. Oh, it was good fun. I don't know what I was drinking. Someone was giving us fucking shots or something. It was great. Left some punky flies there. Oh, I didn't say I left some punky flies in Montreal and some punky flies in Toronto as well.
I left some in Grantham. It's not quite as
in
good
Grantham,
is it?
Did you really? Yeah. Oh, I love Grantham. Right. It's the home of Margaret Thatcher. Yeah. I hate Grantham. Yeah. Yeah, fucking bloody bitch. Right. And then, at the end of the night, and it's another 3 o'clocker, by the way. We've done another 3 o'clocker. Crow says, right. I'll drive you home then. We just don't think about it at all. All get in this car, pissing down in rain. Scariest fucking journey I've ever had in my life. Really? It was like a roller coaster of Detroit death. And the police pulled up alongside it at one point. He just waved at them and they fucked off. Terrific. So we get to... We get back and we sleep for a few hours. Wake up fairly late. Go to the Motown Museum, which we couldn't find at first because it's a house.
Right.
Basically, Berry Gordy's house in Hitsville, UK. Brilliant. Went around there. I know this is taking fucking ages. I'm going to play the next song and then I'm going to keep going. Because I've got loads to do so far. Right. Have a great time in Detroit. Drive up to Lyons, Michigan to see my relatives who basically live in a place in Lyons, Michigan, which I think might have been the scene for Children of the Corn. It's right in a fucking amongst it.
Right.
I was expecting devils to come out, people to call me interlopers and be called Malachi. Right, all the relatives showed up, had a fucking brilliant night with them, got bloody proper. Pulled a 4 o'clocker. Pulled a 4 o'clocker. Lovely house where they stayed, lovely people. Don't want to go into too much detail. They're my relatives. That's end of part one on my story, which I've suddenly realised is now quite long. I'm going to play the last song and then I'll do the last bit and then we'll do...
Yeah.
The bunch counts a bit, all right. So, next stop, Chicago. All right. Yeah. Tone, is there anything you can say about stuff while I just sort the end?
Don't forget to check our website, punkyradio.com. Loads of stuff on there, all the photo galleries and stuff, links to our MySpace page, and also the podcast alley stuff. There's a forum as well that not many people seem to be logging into lately, but
it's summer.
Summer. Everything's a bit quiet. We've got the forum, there's a couple of punky forums on there if you want to interact with us.
Don't
forget the MySpace group that someone's made up for us. It's actually now on our MySpace. If you go to our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio, there is a MySpace group section on the page.
Punky owns Alexa.
Yeah, it's actually linked from there. So
thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Some people's already joined up, so good on you.
Well done. Right, last song. I'm sorry that this whole thing's taking so long, but it's a big long story. And next week, we'll have an announcement at the end of this, but next week, a lot of the chat's fucking going. Don't worry about it. It'll be great. Last song.
Yes.
From our Motor Sound special. And this is from a band called Rock and Roll Monkey and the Robots.
Nice.
And guess where they're from?
Michigan.
Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Where I've just fucking been, basically. And here goes. This is brilliant. I should explain, by the way, that Motor Sounds are actually from Lurgan in Northern Ireland.
Right.
How they've got hold of all these brilliant bands, I don't fucking know, but they're legends. Right, make sure that you check all the bands out. They're on our MySpace Top 20, etc., etc. And can you guess Rock and Roll Monkey and the Robots website?
rockandrollmonkeyandtherobots.com?
Nearly. drastic-plastic.com.
Oh,
sorry, man.
So fucking close.
It's 2-2. It's 2-2.
Oh, I must get extra. Can't I get an extra point for like guessing where they're from?
No, you get a fuck all.
Okay.
All right. This is called James Dean, and they're swearing in this one.
Cool.
Which I like.
Swearing's funny.
You're going to meet a boy, and he's going to be very strange to you, and he's going to be different.
Very strange. Very strange.
Pure gold.
What price is gold?
And
I want you to
James Dean. He said, I want you to meet James Dean. And they opened the soundstage door, and James Dean came out and went, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
So,
yes, Paul.
I've decided that I've been rattling on for so long about my time in Canada and Detroit and Lyons, Michigan, that we're going to save Chicago for next week.
Yes.
I'm going to do that. That was part one of my trip.
Yeah.
I'll do part two next week. So next week we'll take in Chicago and St. Petersburg. All right?
Yep, that's cool.
Deal. Because this show's already gone too fucking long because of me bloody gassing away. That wasn't called James Dean, by the way. That was called James Dean. James Dean was a jerk. By Rock and Roll Monkey and the Robots, and Andy at Motor Sounds has very kindly said that there's a Rock and Roll Monkey and the Robots album coming out
right
in September. He's going to send us that as well.
Oh, wicked.
Next week, it's our birthday
show.
How exciting.
So we started on 27th, but that's kind of...
Yeah, but we're just giving it a couple of extra days.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have time to sort this one out.
No.
Can't have your birthday early, but you can enjoy it late.
Exactly.
That's what I think. So our birthday show will be exceptional in that we're going to go to five songs every week. Five songs. As a result of input from you, the listeners, you want to hear as much punky music as possible.
And less talking as possible.
No, some of them say more talking, but I just think we ought to bloody... After me fucking 20-minute rant over there...
That case in point.
Yeah, that we ought to cut the chat down a little bit. So, five songs from next week. And it's going to be great as well, because there's loads of stuff that I want to play.
Yeah.
Loads of stuff lined up. And we've got stuff from Norway. Ha! Haven't played any Norwegian yet. Come on! Everyone needs a bit of Norwegian in them.
Cool.
Yeah.
Birthday show. So.
So.
If anyone's got any messages they'd like to record for us, if you want to drop us a recording in an email, MP3, and email it to me.
Ideally,
Tony
MP3.
At punkyradio.com.
Tony at punkyradio.com if you've got a birthday message for us. Don't worry if you haven't. We're not really asked about
them.
Before
Monday, the 31st of July, midnight GMT.
Get them in by Sunday, basically.
Yeah, really.
Get them in by Sunday to give us a chance.
Give us a bit of time.
Also, if you do get the chance, go to podcastalley.com and vote for us. We'd appreciate that. Go to our forums, lastminutecomedy.com. Have a look around there. Subscribe to us on iTunes if you can. Make sure you visit Pod Riot because they are our gang of thieves.
Yeah.
We make sure. Podriot.com. If you fancy it and you're on MySpace, go to the our MySpace group. Just go to punkyradio.com. The rest makes sense. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I really do fucking gas on, don't I?
A little bit. I won't worry about it.
All right. No. All right, I won't then.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On podriot.com.
The best and the brightest. Served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.